the cabinet positions be spread across the country in different ways at different times. I would certainly want to see more in the West and the Northwest. I think we're at the halfway point in relation to ministerial appointments, and I have no doubt that will be, the picture will look very different by the middle of the week. And regardless of who, what bums are in seat, every minister that's in place there is going to have to be a minister responsible for the whole country in terms of their particular portfolio.
You'd be expecting to be appointed junior minister during this week. Have you been given that indication yet?
No, nobody has been given any indication in any regard, same as for the cabinet position. So that will remain to be seen over the course of the week. Certainly, like many of my colleagues, I'd be very hopeful in that regard, and certainly I think it'll be important that...
Maybe a junior ministry with responsibility in agriculture and the marine, or one maybe particularly agricultural.
I suppose it'll go back, and time will tell in terms of who will be ministers, Greg, but it goes back to the key point about it's not what bums are in seats, it's about delivery for the public, delivering housing, delivering health. We will have those voices as part of the government, Greg, and that's my job, that's Niall Blaney's job, that's Joe McHugh's job, to ensure that that happens, and no doubt opposition TDs as well, to put on pressure from the sidelines. But particularly, the responsibility is on those in government to deliver for their counties. And there's a responsibility on the cabinet and on the government as a whole to ensure that it fairly represents all of the country. So listen, I'm delighted to be in a position for the first time in my career in the Oireachtas to be in government, and certainly I will be moving heaven and earth in the time ahead to ensure that the next government delivers for our county.